Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Mac Nutter, owner of Proactive Management and Grosse Pointe Geek. With both businesses, Mac and his team are able to provide a wide range of full-service technology solutions, from personal computer device assistance, Wi-Fi help, custom software development, and convenient IT solutions for individuals and small businesses across Metro Detroit that will make your life easier and data safer. Let's dive in and learn more. Welcome, Mac. Thank you for joining us here in the Grosse Pointe Chamber Chats. We're happy to have you. So tell us about yourself and the history behind Proactive.
Sure. So Mac Nutter, grew up in the area, went to South, went to Pierce, all the fun stuff. Classic Grosse Pointer in the sense that we never leave and the tractor beam is strong. So the company started kind of in a strange way. When I graduated from college, my father was sick with, he had lung cancer. And so he was a programmer and he also did IT support for his handful of clients. And he was getting pretty tired. So he was getting sick of running around and dealing with kind of the end user issues. And so at the time I was a mechanical engineer or graduated with a mechanical engineering degree. I don't think I actually ever was a mechanical engineer technically. And then, so I went and got my Cisco and Microsoft certifications and started doing end user support for him. In 2007, he and I added some more clients and we're kind of going along, but he passed away and I needed to find somebody to support the development clients because I was never really a programmer. And that was when Proactive started. I found Michael Weinberger, he and I partnered up. And at that point we just started to build up Proactive. And so we just, you know, we had a custom software side and an IT support side. And ever since then, it's been an absolute insane ride of the normal ups and downs that go with a small business.
Yeah. So tell us a little more about the services that you do offer.
So what we try to do is a one-stop shop for IT for small businesses, right? And so at the core and our most common services is, you know, we make sure your printers print, your computers compute, your internet's, that you have a backup, that you have cybersecurity policies and procedures in place. And so that's the core service. And then when you have problems, we have and help desk support. And what makes it a little different is every client is assigned a primary technician. That primary technician needs to know everything about you up and down, and they're going to handle 90% of your issues. And then they have a team of 40 IT pros behind them that can help them when they can't get to something or it's above what they do or it involves a specialty. So, and then on the other side, we have the custom software, which is typically 6 to 12 month engagement or forever engagement where we are building either a fully custom piece of software to replace whatever their major line of business app is, or we're building an integration between two line of business apps or their line of business app and a customer so that the data feed is there. Kind of in between those two is kind of our latest product offering. And it's really been kind of the most thing, which is Power Apps, which is kind of a lightweight custom software building solution that's just been our most recent kind of, I don't know, service offering.
Nice. So definitely computers, IT, technology in general, this stresses everyone out. Even now in 2021, when we've gotten very used to digital things,
No doubt. We
all get very stressed out about it. And it's also extremely stressful when they don't work, right? Especially as a business owner. So you talked a little bit about your trickle down with the help desk and whatnot. What makes you guys a little bit different in terms of providing that type of support to people so they're not so stressed out?
Yeah, I mean, so it really starts with that first part, right? If your primary tech understands you, you're not, you know, our service model is kind of reverse of what you see in a lot of service models, right? So in most places, a service model, you're calling in and you're talking to the biggest idiot in the company. And then you have to fight your way up to the person that may actually be able to solve your problem. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's called Comcast knows what I mean. So the idea is that you're going to come in at the guy that most likely can solve your problem. And then he has the ability to escalate your issue to the appropriate location. If it needs to go up because it takes an engineer, he he's going to do that. Or if it's just a simple handoff because he's busy, he can hand it to somebody. Because sometimes the best person to handle a problem is the one who's available. It's not a skill issue. It's an availability and concentration issue. The other thing that we really try to do is standardize in our solutions so that, you know, it all starts to look the same. So, you know, we're going to try to use the same switch, the same firewall, the same computers, where it's possible, right? We're not going to come into a client and be like, you need to replace everything, because that's just unfeasible for the grand majority of our clients, right? So it's just when it comes time for that equipment to expire, you just start working towards what we want to do. And I think kind of the third thing that we do well, we have kind of an ethos. One of our core values is don't be an asshole. And so IT is like full of assholes. If anyone's dealt with, if they've dealt with their lives not dealing with an IT asshole, then they're lucky. And so our whole thing is that you don't make it through our filter if you're an asshole. You get graded on your asshole level, and you're not going to get a raise or progress in this company if you are one. Because, I mean, frankly, like, we're all sick of it, right? You know, like, most of our customers are calling us because they're angry at their computer, like viscerally angry at their computer. And then the last thing they need is, you know, some guy to be a schmuck towards them and just, you know, be like, well, you know, you just need to reboot. It's like, yeah, I know that, right? Like, I'm calling you because I need help, not because I need you to be a dick. So we really try to kind of infuse that. And I think you can see that kind of sometimes on our website. Mm-hmm. Right? Or just, you know, if you could join in our team calls, you'd see we're kind of a goofy bunch of guys. We try to not take this too seriously, though it's unfortunately a fairly serious topic because, you know, work.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some customer experiences? You've been doing this for a while, you know, what are some memorable moments that have, you know, made, again, the work you do, it is serious, but hopefully you're having fun and it can be stressful situations, but some memorable experiences that make you, that stand out to you, that make all of this worthwhile for you?
Worthwhile. I don't know, but I mean, you know, we get some wacky ones, and this is really not what makes it worthwhile. But I think, you know, what makes it, because I just enjoy a good laugh. My favorite customer experience to date was a little ridiculous, but it was a while ago. One of my guys is on site doing this IT thing, sitting in, you know, an office working on something, right? And the office manager walks in his office, closes the door, very serious look on her face. And she's like, can you tell me who printed to the copier last? And he's like, well, yeah, I probably can. You know, I have to do some digging. And she's like, and so weird request. So he does some digging, figures out who it is. And what had happened was that this gentleman was home with his laptop, and it decided that he wanted to print out all his adult material instead of just using his screen.
Oh, dear.
But when he printed it, it wasn't connected to the office network naturally. And so when he came to the office, he opened up his laptop and literally a couple hundred pages of porn printed out on the copier. It was like, I mean, the level of idiocy involved in that move is, you know, there's just lots of really kind of poor decisions in there. Yeah. But I mean, that's gone down in folklore. It's probably the dumbest thing we've ever seen in our entire lives. So, you know, I live for that. It's my favorite part of the job is when somebody calls me up and tells me something completely ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that would make it worthwhile, I think. So even though you cater to all over Metro Detroit, what do you enjoy most about being a part of whether this Grosse Pointe community or Metro community as a small business owner?
Yeah. So we have another service offering, Grosse Pointe Geek, which is mm-hmm. more of our community-based thing. It's home computer repair. And, you know, we go in and we fix Wi-Fi networks in houses and sometimes just do some lightweight training of, hey, I don't know how to use this. Could you have somebody come sit down next to me? And that's the part from a community base that, like, I really enjoy. It's just nice to have, you know, it doesn't make any money. You know, that's the fact of the matter. It's a break-even business that one of the reasons I have it is because people used to always ask me to fix their computer mm-hmm. and I'm doing other things. And so I said, you know, I kind of inherited the Grosse Pointe Geek from a friend. And so, but it's nice because it's, you know, we have some good young guys or girls that can help out. And so then when you're walking around the place and you're at, you know, the bar, somebody's always like, hey, your geeks hooked me up. Thank you so much. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's nice. You know, I grew up in the area. People know me as, you know, the guy who has the geek. And usually when they do well, people are quick to kind of say, hey, that, you know, they did a nice job. And it's just nice to be kind of in that, like, you know, to know that, right. You know, I know my neighbor, I know, you know, the random person at the Cornwall, and then, you know, you go to have lunch and this and that and all these people. And, you know, you just kind of, you know, it's that weird bubble community that Grosse Pointe has that, you know, everyone knows what everyone does, and it's kind of fun. You know, sometimes it's annoying, but usually it's pretty fun.
Yeah. So how can people learn more about Proactive or Grosse Pointe Geek?
Sure. So, you know, with Proactive, you know, what they would want to do is if they're happy with their IT support, there's really nothing to know about Proactive, right? Because if you have a good IT guy or girl or company and you're really happy with their support, you should like call them right now and be like, thank you, because they probably don't get a thank you very often. But if you're, you know, if you're annoyed with your person, you think you're getting, you know, basically beat up pricing wise, or they're not responding to you, or you're just not getting the level of service that you'd like, you know, I'd say simply just go to our website. We have an open book pricing model. So you can literally go in there and there's a pricing calculator, understand kind of like what it costs. You'll get a feel for the company. And, you know, and I think from there, you can kind of get an idea of the services and kind of the nature of our company. Grosse Pointe Geek, you know, it's a computer repair shop. Call them if you need something. You know, one of the unique things that they do that I think gets abused, and it's kind of welcome to be abused, is that we have a membership plan, which is $15 a month, and it's unlimited support. So basically, you get your device, you bring it in. If it's broken, they fix it. And then going forward, if you have any other questions, or, you know, need a little help or need some remote work, like, hey, this is frozen again, it's part of that plan. And so I think it really works well with kind of the population that needs a little extra nudging and whatever, and they're not constantly getting hit with $70 bills here and there for whatever. So those, they're both pretty available on the website.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you, Mac. Appreciate you joining us. We've learned from the individual to the business on how people can take advantage of what you have to offer, and hopefully people will tune in soon.
All right, cool. Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grosse Pointe businesses helping shape our community, and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the Chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grosse Pointe communities, visit www.grossepointechamber.com.